Hey everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, we're going to find out how the master of the mystic arts trumped those trolls. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown here on Popcorn Talk. This is the show that we break down the box office from the weekend that was, and then we
prognosticate!
Yeah! About the box office to come. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie.
Hi guys, I'm Quinn Skillian. You can find me on Twitter at Quinn Skillian.
And I'm Carrie Lane. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D. Lane and Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor.
And I'm DJ Richie Sky, and you can stalk me on Instagram at Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Always be stalking him. Always be stalking him. Now, folks, you can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and hop in the chat as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to pull the chat up so we can hear what you guys have to think about the box office from the weekend that was, or just the general film thoughts as we lead into this upcoming weekend at the box office. A lot of cool stuff that happened in the box office and a lot of movies. I think we all saw a lot of movies this weekend.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Everyone but Mr. Smelly over here.
Richie Scott decided to join us.
I missed last week and I didn't see any movies. So
We left your seat open and said you were a ghost.
Yeah. It was Halloween theme. Episode. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
On the day of Halloween.
Oh, great.
As predicted, it's still in the top 5.
Yeah.
Excited about this. You're not a huge fan of those movies. Now he's like, I knew it.
You know what, though? I knew it was going to be big.
I knew it was going to be big. There you go. You happened on the train right there. You happened on that bandwagon.
Whatever.
How close were you guys on this week? I was very excited to be like, oh my gosh, I actually had, I think, almost all of them. I can't remember if I said Inferno, but I definitely said... My top 3 were absolutely.
I think I had Doctor Strange, Trolls, Inferno, Boo, Hacksaw. So yeah. I switched 3 and 5.
Yeah. I'm so shocked. Okay, I'll get to that in a second.
Well, we'll just kick things off here. Coming in number 1, as I said, the master of the mystic arts, Doctor Stephen Strange, took the top of the box office there. From Marvel there, $84.9 million.
Did you see this movie?
I did see this movie.
I also saw this
movie.
I saw this movie too.
How was
it? Yeah!
Wait. All that.
I'm going to see every superhero movie. Hasn't seen it, and this.
And I don't even mess with Marvel that hard, and I saw it.
Yeah.
Now, Richie Sky, let's go down
the line.
Let's be fair. How much do you want to know? Because we don't want to get into it.
You know me. I love spoilers. I want to know everything.
Fans either, though.
All right.
Okay. Let's not do it for a Popcorn Talk fan or employees out there.
Speaking of the fans, do you mind if we get the chat up there?
I want you to get as detailed as possible and...
Without giving any details.
No, tell everything, because Mark in the booth, he desperately wants to know every single detail.
Frank Brand's going to get pumped.
I liked it. It was fine. It was good. I'm just
fine?
Gonna, yeah, you know, it's just one of those
what?
Where... I would compare...
We're going down the line.
Okay.
I would just say briefly, I would compare... When you can watch one season of, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Flash, Green Arrow, any of the other superhero shows, you can get a nice story in one entire season, 9 months... I mean, we're coming up on going to be 10 years by the time we get to Avengers Infinity War. So it just feels like it's very ambitious what Marvel's doing, but also on the other hand, it's like, man, just like, let's just get to it already.
Why are you hating on this well-thought-out plan?
You've talked about this plan, too. The plan is good, but then also it's just like, it is also 10 years. So, you know, it's just at times I wish, you know, and certainly I know actors, contracts, production schedules, things like that, things are going to take time, but it's still, man, there's, I feel like we're still... Just leading up. Everything just a little bit.
Do you think they're going to run out of steam? Is that the concern? Or are you just getting impatient?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, just fine, guys.
Yeah, chat room's like, fine.
Well, you know, all right, because my last comment about this is that, much like Thor, when that came out, where they had to try to...
What are you about to say about Thor?
Well, no, just when
they're... No, he's comparing.
Yeah, so when they're talking about the gods, they have to kind of add like a scientific bent to kind of explain their how their society works. Same thing with magic here in the Marvel Universe. I wanted more... Let's just see Doctor Strange doing incantations, gesturing with his hands. They try to add a little bit more of a scientific base, kind of ground it a little bit more. And I don't know. I didn't really enjoy that aspect. I rather would have just like, if we're going to introduce magic into the Marvel Universe, let's just go.
Magic just exists.
I agree. It does get a little confusing. One thing I did really appreciate about Doctor Strange, which is something that like I think every one of these movies kind of has to handle a little like sensitively, is like how do everyone else who is not the superhero vibe with learning about these new things. Like Rachel, I'm talking about Rachel McAdams' part.
Oh, I loved
and I think that
reactions.
They did a really good job with this. They made it exactly as weird as it needed to be, but they didn't labor it. They didn't make it like, you know, which can get a little bit kind of crazy. But she also didn't believe it right away, which is really great. Yeah. And I think that quality of the movie was done really well. I thought the CGI and all the animation, all the effects and stuff, I thought those were really inventive and really, really cool. I really appreciated those. I do think Tilda Swinton was a weird casting choice. I didn't.
Why?
Because we were talking last week about they didn't, you know, not wanting to put an Asian actor in the role because it didn't want to seem stereotypical. But I'm watching this being like, this is so not a stereotype of an Asian character at all. Besides the fact that she has a shaved monk head and that she's kind of practicing some kind of Eastern
You think of mystic and mystical?
I know, but her as a character, she was quirky, she was weird. There was a good amount of humor in that, and I think it would have been just as well done with an Asian actor, even though, I mean, I love her.
Right, right.
But I don't think that she was necessary to the part. And does anybody feel like Doctor Strange felt a lot like Tony Stark?
Really?
Just in terms of cast, just in terms of, like, you know, he's like kind of like a narcissist, he's kind of an asshole, he's kind of he's kind of sarcastic.
Rich.
I felt like they were, to me, very similar.
But if that's how they are in the comics, then
they
are similar.
You gotta keep it that way.
I guess. I just feel like we're not seeing. I didn't see like enough separation or diversity there.
Who do you prefer more?
Tony Stark. I think
he's arrogant, but he still cares about the group. Doctor Strange takes forever to care about the group, so they're different in that way. Because
I don't think that at all.
Himself.
I think Doctor Strange got on board really early with a strong moral compass. I thought
he didn't. No.
I didn't see him being like super selfish or anything. His journey to me felt like it was.
It wasn't only until like the very end where he's like, "I care about the."
See, I guess I didn't pick up on that too much. I didn't find him to be like super super selfish, but I did find him to be an arrogant rich asshole. Which means ding ding ding, Tony Stark.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I really liked it going down the table this way. I'm just so you know. Yes, I really enjoyed it. I thought there was a lot of humor, which I appreciate
really
in a lot of the Marvel movies, where it's like serious and then it's like random comedy. Special effects. Someone in the chat agrees with me, and we all agree. Rachel McAdams and her reactions to what's going on is realistic and not beating over the head of like, okay, yes, someone would be surprised, but can we have someone who goes, wow, that's weird. Okay, wait, I follow. I get what's going on. And not totally like, I don't believe you the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, those are just so annoying. Like, can we have
exactly.
a realistic person go, I don't understand what's going on, but I'm going to go with you as you're telling me this information.
And when the mop fell over, like, little moments like that were really, really fun. I thought there was a lot of tiny little things like that. They were so cute and really rounded out the whole thing really well.
So
and overall, it's just... I thought it was a fun Marvel movie. I get what you mean, though, of it's drawing out a process.
Was it long?
No. It's just like
it's about 2 hours.
Stepping stones stones, haha, in a way. To the whole grand scheme of Marvel, sure, that does feel like, okay, it's going to be a while. But I enjoyed the ride, so it was all good. There were people, and this is for you guys who haven't seen it yet, stay through all the way
through the credits.
I have people getting up at the beginning. I'm like, it's a Marvel movie, you morons.
I know, but they thought it came early because there's like, I don't want to give it away.
Well, the first one is more like a tie to another movie, and the second one is for a sequel. That is not a spoiler. Mm-hmm. It's just the stay for that info. Because, the first one, everyone gets up before the first one came on, and that's kind of like a quarter into the credits. And the last one is the very, very, very
amateurs.
What is the next Marvel movie? Do we know?
Thor? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out next,
and then Thor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And then Avengers Infinity War, the following year.
Secret War. Someone said, what else? Oh, yeah, someone in the chat's talking about, I'm okay with DC for, you know, them drawing. Oh, Marvel seems to be dragging out too long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what? Okay, so Jamie Hubert says, I enjoyed Doctor Strange. It would be a very interesting experience to watch while high.
Yes.
I definitely sat next to some kids who had imbibed
crazy
before
visuals.
the movie because I could smell that skunk next to me the entire movie. But they seem to be having a blast.
Wow. It's cool, even if you're not on any substance. And did you guys
see
it? Thanks, guys.
I was on like one beer,
guys,
and I had a blast.
Did you guys see it in any special theater? Like
I did see 3D. I did see 3D. Which
did that
like,
make it better?
I never choose a 3D movie. The same thing as always. The only time I ever see a 3D movie is when that was the time that worked best for me to go see it. Is when I see the 3D.
Okay.
I also saw Trolls in 3D, and I had a very strange experience.
Did you need to do that?
Yeah, that was just the time that worked. Okay. But I had a very strange experience. I'm sorry. Maybe I just am crazy and I didn't know this.
Okay.
When I was watching Trolls, I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, I went to the bathroom during Trolls. Whatever.
Quinn.
So anyway.
Yes.
I was in the bathroom. My glasses fell off and they broke.
Aww.
So my 3D glasses broke, and I took them to the front, and I said, hey, these fell off.
Yeah.
Can I get a new pair? And she was like, yeah, sure. She gave them to me. She said to the girl working next to her, being like, are they on? Are they working? And the girl had, like, this little machine, and she was like, oh, it's out of battery. They'll be fine.
Wait, so a battery?
A little tiny
box.
Right, so weird. So I take my glasses back to go see Trolls, and I'm sitting in the movie theater, and for about a minute, my glasses are not working. It looks the same when I put them on, and then about a minute in, they clicked on and started working.
Wait,
I did not know
that
3D glasses worked like this. I did not realize they were so high tech.
Some do and some don't. Some you can just do the real 3D, which is just basically sunglasses, and the other ones have like the reddish band around. They do have a battery charger in there with.
Yeah, and they turns them on. It's so crazy. And like, and I they turned on like a minute after, so it was almost like she turned them on like remotely from the lobby or something. Like it was bizarre.
Okay,
I thought that they were just like a fancier version of the red and the blue lenses, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was blown away.
I did not Trolls and not on this list. I saw Jack Reacher.
You're kidding.
Nice.
Well,
I will say I saw Doctor Strange and Jack Reacher at a theater for $5.50 for both movies.
That wasn't
Sundays.
A bad movie.
No, I thought it was really cool, actually. Like, there's action. There's not maybe as much humor. The other one kind of had that humor peppered in the action. The kid's storyline maybe is drawn out, but I was okay with it. I was like, all right, cool. This is a plausible thing that a character of his age could happen to him. And I liked the intrigue of, like, what's going down and the, like, thriller aspect of what's the crime being done. And he was cool action. I don't know if I'm necessarily all hating like you of, like, put your shirt back on.
Tom Cruise, put your shirt back on.
Oh, but what is her name? What's the main actress's name? I'm totally like,
Colby Smulders.
Wasn't she good?
Loved her.
She was the best part of that movie.
She's so good.
I like to hear that.
She's totally badass and sexy at the same time. And
I wanted more.
Cool, and she's really interesting, and you believe her of, like, I am in charge, and they have good conversations of, like, guys and girls in the military a little bit, and so I thought it was a fun movie. Like, maybe it's not as good as the first one, but as a Sunday matinee or on Netflix or Redbox, sure.
Because it got ripped apart, and you were saying not deserved.
Okay. Not deserved at all. All
right.
It was cool. I don't know why people hate
it. Maybe that's one of those kind of movies where people are going in, like, trying to hate it.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. It's just one of those, I'm like, all right, we'll go see it. And then I was like, that was cool. It was fun.
Okay.
I did a double feature.
Now, Quinn mentioned Trolls, so that actually came in number 2 at the box office from Fox, $45.6 million.
So what did you think of Trolls?
Now, that was the movie that was the subject of a box office bet, so we all placed our bets. I actually picked 40, and I was scared.
You were the closest one, and you still
went to
see
this movie. Yep, and I went to go see the movie just on the offhanded chance that I was going to lose.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I love how last week they were like, it's not going to even make 20.
I know. Yep. What didn't you like about it?
It was just dull. I mean, it was just, it was a very simplistic plot. It was just like.
It sure was. The plot was definitely simplistic.
It is a child. Yeah.
The music was also all, like, there was no, it wasn't original music. So it was all covers. And also, like, kind of strange choices at that. But I gotta say, I thought the animation was really inventive. You could see that the animators had a lot of fun. It was like this fun, like, little felt kind of everything. And, like, when she's walking through and, like, the forest and all those things are attacking, like, I was like, that's fun. Like, you can tell that there was a lot of imagination that went into this. And I thought that was really cute.
Are these movies ever usually that complex, though, Frank?
Well, right. I mean, if I had to choose between this and Storks, I'd see Storks any day.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You really did. See, I think
Storks,
you guys all need to
here,
see Hotel Transylvania. You guys all have to see Hotel Transylvania 2 to see what a really horrible kids movie looks like. Because after that, I feel like I go in with, like, these expectations, and I'm always, like, pleasantly surprised that at least it's not Hotel Transylvania 2.
No, well, if you want to hear Justin Timberlake sing True Colors, then this is the movie for you.
Also, Justin Timberlake only sings, like, one song, and it's like, why would you waste a beautiful voice like
because
that?
He only sings Can't Stop the Feeling.
Once his grandmother got killed because of his singing.
Whoa, spoiler!
Uh-oh. For those trolls, trust me, it's not a big spoiler, guys.
Frank, you just ruined the movie for me, and now I can't go see it.
We do have a few people in the chat room chiming in that, like, that was surprising, and then, come on, they killed it for this time of the year coming out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and what was this? And then chat room also asked, "What was the strangest song they put in the
movie?" What was the strangest? There was a couple weird ones. I got to go back and look. there was a couple that I was just like,
huh. Well, I'll take what you're saying and I'll let you know if you're right. Because apparently you know I lost.
You lost
know what
the bet?
I thought was kind of cute about
you lost the bet?
Well, I only said 30 and I thought I was high for 30. And Eve put the 40.
I was sweating it, guys. I was so
you know
sweating.
What was kind of good about Trolls is I liked that with the nostalgia of how much they utilized their hair. Like, the trolls, like, were swinging with their hair, like, using it as, like, a weapon, and I was like, that's
that
kind of a nice
so
little...
That was so cool what I saw on the trailer, so, all right, fine. I'll let you know, because I lost. It did! Okay, I was excited.
I was, because I was like, all right, I'll be smart, I'll go see this, I'll double up on Doctor Strange, check out Trolls, and then
I knew I was
going to
see it, too.
Here's the lesson, Frank.
I should have seen Jack Reacher instead.
Never do that. There's always the off chance that you might not lose.
Children's movie. That's what we called, though. Kids movie, going to do so well. And adult, like, the... Voices are names that the adults care about in kids' movie always because it's not just one person who's going to see it. They're going to bring at least one parent or guardian.
I was picking out a lot of voices. I was like, oh, that's James, what's his name from the talk show?
James Corden.
James Corden and McLovin was in it and like a bunch of that was Jeffrey Tambor. It was kind of fun.
No,
to
I mean,
like,
it's like it's great you can have all these stars' names, but if you're not going to give
is
them
it
a
just
fun
too
story,
little kitty for you.
I mean, it's really
it was
just
very
a, it's
very
so
little
like
kitty.
The 8 and under.
Oh yeah,
kind of idea. Okay,
very simple.
Well, because there's different.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah. I, of course.
You know what that looks like when you do that, Frank?
It looks awesome. No, it doesn't look awesome, guys. It doesn't look awesome when you see Trolls by yourself.
Some kids' movies that are a little more all ages kids, and then there's the kids that you're like, even if you like children's movies, you're like, oh, it's a little rough.
That's a
little rough. So is one of those.
Like, but maybe, like, I don't know, Hotel Transylvania 2. I don't know. Just spitballing.
Did you see the first one?
No.
Well, see, that's why.
I heard the first one was good.
No, I heard the first one was good, too.
Right. Some people are disappointed in the chat room that Hacksaw Ridge did not do as well.
Well, I mean, speaking of that, I mean, we had there was some debate about where it was going to fall in the top five, and it actually did better than I predicted. Came in at number three, $14.75 million there from Lionsgate.
Oh, because that's where my guess was for last time. I was like, I said Hacksaw Ridge would be three, and then Doctor Strange would be one, so trying to figure out Trolls, I'm like, well, how high do I think Hacksaw Ridge, which is kind of low. I think I thought it was going to be a little higher than that.
That's about exactly
like
where I thought it was going to go.
Maybe if my Trolls was at 30. But.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Who knows if it may have a little staying power? I'm not sure. I mean, it seems like it's.
It feels like a movie that should come out closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas, like those real story movies that always seem to come out around those time where you go with the family.
More
it's
like
dramatic.
Like the first week of December or something like that. Where it's more like award show bait, possibly.
Yes.
Do y'all think? I was going to say, do you guys feel like this is an Oscar baity movie?
I've definitely seen a lot of people talk about that on the Twitter and stuff. So possibly.
On the Twitter.
I haven't seen it.
On Twitterverse.
On the Twitterverse.
Yeah, it's, I know, I gotta, I guess I'll have to check it out, because I mean, I guess, from what I just, the things that I've read, that the battle scenes are very
I really want to see this movie, I just
interested.
Don't think I'm going to see it in theaters.
It's one I'll probably see it, but I'm not running to the theater.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Netflix.
I'm interested.
Netflix, iTunes rental, Redbox.
Yeah.
Do people still go there?
Oh, no, even worse, you could put it down on the chain and be like, from the library. And it's free.
From the library. You know what?
Hey,
having fun,
I found a new library
having fun isn't hard.
And it's
when you've got a library card, okay? So that's what we should all take away from this podcast.
I've discovered the new library by me, and yes, they do.
Really?
And this one has a giant video selection. I'm so excited.
Is the one? Is
I am.
Oh my god.
It's
Andrew Garfield
we
was
talk
good.
About it later.
Apparently, in the chat, we're saying Andrew Garfield was pretty good, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, yeah.
He's a pretty decent actor, so I'm sure he's going to do a good job.
Yeah.
I'd say for him. Also, he's kind of a babe.
It's a good move for him, too, of like he's doing like super. He was in Spider Man, and then, right, this we were talking about. Yes.
Yes, and then he had that real estate movie.
And then, and now he's doing like dramatic historical epics.
Who's
so
in that with him?
That's smart.
It was Michael Keaton. Who was that? No, the other one.
Was it Michael Shannon?
Is that who it was?
I think so, yeah. The guy played General Zod. Yeah, I think that was him.
Yeah.
Coming at number four, Richie's movie that he cannot stop talking about. Boo, a Madea Halloween. Game got another $7.8 million at the box office.
Y'all, when I was going to the movies to see my movies this weekend, I saw lots of people walking into that movie. So it was still doing pretty well this weekend.
Still popping.
Number four on the box office, so
Tell us about your experience seeing it,
Richie. I didn't see it.
No, okay. But you're just up there like, it's doing great. Did not see
I knew people were going to see it, though. So I was right.
I still have to go see it.
Wait. You haven't seen it yet?
Yes. I lost the bet.
She's taking her...
I thought you would see it like Halloween weekend.
I was going to, and then just was like, no time.
She's thinking the Richie Sky World of Warcraft approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was shady, Frank.
But also, in Richie's defense, that was before we started the bet.
Thank you.
So,
there was no real push for me to go see it.
Mm, you just said one time you would be like, I'd see it. And then, like, we were like, harped on that's you to
see it. Yeah, it was like they made me go see it. I was bullied.
And coming in number five, though, we rounded out with Tom Hanks' film, the third installment of the Dan Brown film series.
Okay, which who saw this?
I saw it.
How was it? I need to know.
You did?
I have some thoughts about it. Do you want to start?
It's different than the
book.
No spoilers, because I'm interested.
Yeah, so it's different than the book.
It's different than the book?
Yeah, the ending is different than the film.
I heard they made it a more happy ending than the book?
I guess they made it more of a cinematic ending.
Okay. I actually don't know how the book ended. You're going to have to tell me after this.
I will tell you off the air, so it's not a spoiler. But yeah, it's a more cinematic ending. There was a discussion why Ron Howard changed the ending. And just like the original ending just... It's fine, but it doesn't. In film, it wouldn't translate.
Sure, right.
I get that.
Yeah, so they wanted to add a little bit more action.
Yeah, my thoughts about the movie were: I just feel like what you really like about those first two movies is like the puzzle piecing together and this clue leading to this clue and getting to see Robert Langdon or whatever really like put all the puzzle pieces together, and that's like what's really fun. But in this movie, that doesn't really happen. It's not as much as a puzzle piece. It's a little bit more of an action film, actually. And we were talking before that Tom Hanks isn't really an action star.
Right.
There was like lots of running sequences and stuff like it just feels like it kind of misses that kind of like fun watching them kind of do the math to figure it out. Like, I was missing that.
In the book, that is the way it goes. It's a little bit more action-based than puzzle-solving.
Okay, so it was true to the book.
However, in the book, it's way too descriptive for me. This book was probably way more descriptive than even the other ones were, like the Da Vinci Code. Like it was really descriptive.
It was because watching it, I was like, oh, they're already at this part,
right? Exactly. Because in the book, it takes like hundreds of pages to get there,
right? Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So as it was speeding along, I was like, whoa, all right, man, they're just cruising.
Well, is it one of those things that it takes a paragraph to describe a room, and you could show a room in like 3 seconds?
Right.
But it is interesting to figure out, like, when you strip out all that descriptive narrative, like, just how just simple the plot is.
Yeah.
Like, point A, point B, point C, we're done.
In the book, he gives all the history behind so much.
Yes.
Didn't really get that. I didn't really get that from the movie. Although I thought Felicity Jones was really lovely. I thought that also the woman from Westworld who's in this movie, I can't remember her name.
Which one? Oh, the one that played against Robert Langdon?
Mm-hmm.
Not Felicity Jones, but the older woman.
The older woman, she's really good. So, yeah, I think that National Treasure over Robert Langdon. Yes, I so agree.
Oh, I love National Treasure.
That's kind of what I was missing.
You guys, I'm going to throw out to the more obscure, The Librarian.
Oh, the TV show.
Noah
Wiley, Bob Newhart, Jane Curtin.
Well, not the show, the movies. They made three movies. But, and then the show, yes.
Yeah. I watched those on Netflix.
Have you seen those?
Netflix.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Netflix. Okay, it's pretty much National Treasure meets Indiana Jones.
Yep.
But he's a little more the like reluctant guy, but he's so knowledgeable about it, and then goes into it. And he looks like he could be an action star in those movies. So,
totally
interesting that you say that about those. I'll probably still see them.
I didn't hate it. I don't mean to harp on it so badly because I actually really enjoyed.
Well, I didn't like it. Would you recommend it?
I mean, especially if you've read the books, absolutely watch it. Absolutely watch it. I just think that, like, you know, kind of what you kind of gear up for when you want to go see this. I didn't totally get it.
Gotcha.
But as a whole, I thought, you know what I really did like about it is it was timely, it was topical, and the way they made the bad guy, the way they did things made you side with the bad guy a little bit. Not side with him, but like, you know what I mean?
I love understanding
the motivations, and kind of questioning your own morality when you're doing that, kind of being like, whoa, like, I can't believe I would even kind of be able to see that side of it. And they did that really well, I think.
Okay.
So that's just a testament to good writing, I think.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd rather live in a world where there are more Robert Langdon films than less. So, sure, I'd take another one if they want to do it again.
Yeah. That's my hope.
But this, out of the three so far, this would be my least favorite of the
three. Really? Yeah, I think most people would agree.
Yeah. That is the top five here at this week's box office there. In the chat, let's see.
Someone asked about for Resident Evil.
Yes.
Or Triple X. Yes, I'm excited for both of them, actually.
I did see a trailer for Triple X in there, and it is just gangbusters banana cuckoo pants.
But that's what makes it look awesome.
It is.
But that's what the first one kind of was. You're like... this is crazy action stuff. And now this one, they're like, let's take it further. And Resident Evil 2, you're like, they've made another one.
I love
that. And then I'm so excited. I'm like, I'll see it anyways.
I love those
movies. But come on, every time you see a trailer, you're like, they made another one?
But then I'm like, who cares? I want to see
it. No, well, then you're like, all right, I'm going to see it anyway.
It's just one more time down that hallway with the lasers.
Yes. Oh, and she still has it. And you're like, yes.
But I do like in the Triple X trailer, like the last shot is him running through a plane as it's about to blow up, and then like the shot just follows him out of it as he's running down the plane outside in the sky, and that's how it cuts. I'm like,
as only he would do.
Like, man, Triple X, man.
Yep.
He's back in the game.
A couple people brought up Trainspotting 2. I have not watched the trailer. Have you guys watched the trailer for it yet?
Yeah, I have seen the trailer for it.
What does it look like?
I mean, I'm a big fan of the first one, so sure.
Oh, okay. But that's better than
you don't sound impressed.
You don't.
Did I need another one?
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
But I'm probably gonna see it.
Okay.
What I do like though about seeing like Triple X, Trainspotting 2 in January is that usually it's been always considered like a dead month, almost like September to us too. So if they're trying to put good films in that year to kind of you know get people used to like, hey, good movies can come out any time of the year. I'm all for that.
I hope so.
I like that thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like I guess like Ride Along 2, they came out in January, did really well. So if we can get more January films, I love it.
More Ride Along films?
Not more Ride Along films, but more good films.
Just checking.
It'll be Ride Along.
Just had to clarify.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what though? The sad thing is they do well.
They do. I mean, they keep making them.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Great. Blue Ride Along Halloween Story.
Oh.
A big crossover. Folks, over in international news, Doctor Strange continued to really kick butt overseas with another $118.7 million in its second week abroad.
Nice.
So that basically lifted its international total to $240.4 million, and with the domestic included, $325.4
million. Oh, you know.
And, boy, I guess it's doing okay.
Yeah, sure. It's doing aight.
I wonder if we'll get a sequel, you guys. I'm not sure.
Mm.
No, but overall, there were a bunch of milestones reached this weekend at the box office with Disney right in the thick of it. The studio crossed the $6 billion mark at the global box office for
congratulations,
the first time in
Disney.
Its history.
You guys were really in a bad place, but now you have $6 billion.
Yeah, and additionally, with only the second studio.
You don't sound impressed.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Only the second studio ever to pass that threshold after Universal did so last year, thanks to, in large part, to Jurassic World and Fast and the Furious 7. Or Furious 7, we'll just go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the mix, Zootopia moved up to number 2 for 2016 worldwide. Surprising, I would never thought that I wouldn't pick that one necessarily for number 2, but it's kicking butt worldwide. Mm.
It's on Netflix, so...
It's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
I liked it, but you know what? I love it the way people love it.
It's blowing our expectations, just like that little bunny did in the movie. It blew everyone's expectations out of the water and became a police officer, and it was beautiful.
No!
I liked it, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, the best thing ever. See, now that one I felt was... people thought were explaining it as not that kiddie, but I'm like, it was a pretty simplistic plot, and okay.
I liked it.
But it was cute, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it, and it was cute. I liked stuff in it, but I wasn't like... best ever.
I was like, wait, you got it. That Shakira like song. That Shakira song comes on sometimes, and it's kind of a jam.
Mm,
you know what?
That was part. Like, yeah, I don't know.
It was fun.
You guys are such Grinches.
And then lastly, Bridget Jones' Baby.
Built it up too much for me.
You might be right about that.
It crossed $200 billion worldwide.
Inferno
passed 100.
Oof.
Man, enough of that one. Inferno passed $150 million internationally, and Trolls. My pals, Trolls, popped over $100 million offshore as well. Yay! Now, folks, we've got our box office bet coming up in just a little bit, so if you folks want to start chiming in the chat about the film that we're going to bet on for this coming weekend at the box office, the three films in contention are Almost Christmas from Universal, Arrival from Paramount, and Shut-In from Europa Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our three titles. So chime in the chat about which one you want us to make the bet on. In the meantime, though, we always like to do a top five box office look back in the past of some actor's career that's affiliated with some of the films coming out this weekend. I was looking around, and it's like a lot
of
those.
I
thought
you were going to do Naomi Watts, actually. I was surprised you went Forrest.
For which one?
I thought you were going to do Naomi Watts.
Oh, well, I was like, well, Forrest Whitaker, why not a little guy? Because Amy Adams, like, she already, like, a lot of the top ones were Man of Steel, Batman vs.
Superman. Enchanted's not there?
Enchanted came up, but not until, like, 5, but it was a lot of just mega sequels in a franchise film. So I was like, let's try to find something that's got a little variety in their top 5.
Fair enough.
So Forrest Whitaker gave us that top 5. Plus, it had a great number 1, which I was like, really? That's Forrest Whitaker's number 1?
Really?
Number 5, though, for Forrest Whitaker, the top 5 Forrest Whitaker box office opening weekend films, was Vantage Point from 2008 from Sony.
I never saw that one.
Do not remember that one.
No.
I remember it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's with, what's his name, from Matthew Fox. And Dennis Quaid? Yeah.
Matthew Fox?
They're all
from
like
Lost?
Secret Service agents, yeah.
Nice.
And there's assassination, and then there's like, you know, different points of view. Everybody's got a different point of view.
That was good. I remember that one. That one was cool because
that
they do a
sounds
moment.
Pretty good.
Where something happens, and then they jump to each person and what they were doing at that time. And
I
what
get
they
it,
saw.
Like a vantage point. Oh,
got it.
Now I hope you're
Quinn. You're always
today,
ahead of the game.
Or you're that blonde.
Clever.
But it was one of those. It was a. But no, no, no. Okay, there is the specific of what it is a vantage point, but how they told the story, jumping from those different perspectives. Mm-hmm. That was what was.
That's
cool.
I love it
because it wasn't like I know movies jump around different characters, but this one was so specific. Mm. This is what this person was doing. This is what that
play with structure.
And
you play with structure. I'm probably going to like your movie.
Unless it's a horror movie.
Coming in number four was Lee Daniels' The Butler from with made over $24.6 million. Came back out in 2013.
Did you guys like this one?
It was a good movie.
I did not see it.
I did see it.
Which, no, I didn't see it.
It was a good movie.
Good?
Okay. I thought it was a good movie. It felt like, oh, here's another one that's coming up around the Oscar award season.
Yeah.
But it was all right. It was all right. I think that was a really good performance from him for sure.
And it was Alan Rickman as Ronald Reagan, right?
Mm.
In that film?
I think
it was. Coming in at number three, though, Panic Room. Again,
this
was Sony.
Was a good movie.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
$30 million its opening weekend.
That was a really good one.
Jodie Foster.
Yeah. Just, right. It really just showed like how creative and inventive you could be just shooting different scenes and angles just in a, like, in a closed location.
Yes.
Really
like that
cool.
other movie, Room.
I never saw it. I get the gif. I never saw it. I'm sorry, Quinn.
You never saw Room?
No. I know she's trapped, and then she gets out, and
I never
she's got
saw
a kid.
It.
No.
You
sorry,
guys are
Quinn.
Crazy. It was so good.
But I do know that Tickled, speaking of films that Quinn loves, is available on iTunes right now with director's commentary.
Oh, yes! Watch Tickled. Yes. Watch Tickled, you guys. If you're really ready to feel strange, watch Tickled.
I'm ready to
You're going
to
walk away from that feeling like you got to take a shower.
I will watch Tickled if you watch It Follows.
Wait, no, that's not even close to being the same kind of deal.
That sounds like a really good
I think
deal.
It is.
I will talk about it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I do kind of want to see Shut In, and that's a scary one, so.
You do?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Me too.
Also, that latch, the film opinion. Latchkey Kid. No,
speaking of Room, that kid is the kid from Room.
Number two was Where the Wild Things Are from Warner Brothers. Came out in 2009. $32.6 million its opening weekend.
I didn't see that one.
It was all right.
I did not see this film.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe that's... I don't have, like... I mean, I've read the children's book, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool, but I don't have that super emotional attachment to that story,
okay.
So... Mm-hmm.
I definitely saw this movie, but I definitely don't remember Forest Whitaker in it.
Yeah,
Is he a voice?
Did he have like a small? Oh, that's probably why.
You normally avoid
that. I do, and then I realized I was like, you know, I put that where he's a voice, so my bad. I blew
you should
it.
Pepper that in there too.
I think you should automatically lose the bet.
All right, I've lost it, guys.
Oh.
And then number one, which really surprised me. Okay, they're like, really, Forest Whitaker? He's better films than this. Taken 3 from Fox came out last
number
year.
Number one.
39.2
million. How many times are you going to get taken?
How do you guys think Forest Whitaker feels about that being his first movie?
That's crazy to me. I mean, the movie's
you mean
fine,
his top,
but I mean,
yeah.
It definitely
his
changed
top
the dynamic.
Grossing. Do you think Forest looks at that being like, well, that's my life, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that gets taken in this film is just Liam Neeson's innocence.
Oh.
And he's got to struggle to get it back, everybody. That's the big dilemma. So I guess that's how you can still apply it. It's like, oh, it's still something's taken.
It gets
here.
Taken time and time again.
That's right. So that was our little look back at Forest Whitaker's top five. But now, folks, we're going to be getting into some predictions of our top five. Still keep chiming in about our box office bet. Again, we have Almost Christmas,
oh my God.
The Arrival, and Shut In. Meantime, folks, we're going to be doing our top five predictions for next week's box office. Now, just a few notes before the predictions. Again, we've got Almost Christmas, Arrival, The Shut-In, going in with everything from our top five this week. Now, the last Christmas comedy was Seth Rogen's The Night Before back last year in 2015. That opened up with $9.8 million. So, in terms of Christmas comedy, something to compare to with Almost Christmas. And then the last two Alien Invasion films were from this year, Independence Day Resurrection, which opened in July with $41 million, and The Fifth Wave, which opened in January and made $10.3 million.
Mm-hmm. Arrival has a lot of big names in it, though, too.
It does, yep.
And it's kind of looking like a different Alien kind of movie.
There
a little
you go.
Bit.
So with those in mind, folks.
I'm so torn.
What do you guys
I know,
think
I'm kind of fussing around with this
look?
Over here, too.
This is a hard week.
Yeah.
Yes, Media Shack. I agree. Media Shack in the chat was laughing at Taken. Yep, I was in disbelief as well when I saw Taken 3. Yes. Was number one for Forest Whitaker.
I was in disbelief when I saw that it was coming out.
I know. I was like, really? Like, third one? All right. But I guess the story goes that Liam Neeson had a deal. He'd come back and do the third film as long as nobody was taken. So they had to figure out some other way to do the story. Which I can
that
understand.
Is so
that makes
funny.
So much sense. Yeah, it's
like, he's like, you know that name of the movie?
We're not doing
Forget
that
about it.
We're not doing that again. All right, Richie Sky, you've been gone for a week. You may be a little rusty. Let's see. Do you have what it takes to
the pressure's on.
Five?
Okay. But we got it. I think it's going to be number one, Doctor Strange. I think it's going to be number two. I'm torn because I think it's going to either be Almost Christmas or Trolls. So I'm going to say Almost Christmas.
Wow.
Then I'm going to say Trolls.
Okay.
Then I'm going to say Arrival Shut-In.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're right about Almost Christmas. I think it's going to do really well. I don't know if it's going to do number two, but I think it's going to do really well.
Yeah, I think it's going to go big.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
All right. Carrie Lane?
Similar.
Isn't Gabrielle Union in it? In Almost Christmas? I love her.
There's so many.
I'm going to go Doctor Strange for number one. I think Trolls will hold on to two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put Arrival...
Mm-hmm.
Almost Christmas and Shut-In.
Okay, so no Hacksaw Ridge for you, huh?
Interesting. All right.
You know, it's one of those, like, it might stay in there because of word of mouth.
But it did
It did 14 something.
Most it's going to do is about seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
this
was
the first week for it, right?
Shut-In is a thriller. People do like thrillers.
Yeah.
And Arrival is, alien sci-fi generally gets a crowd.
Yeah.
And big names in it, too, which will probably get the people who aren't as inclined for sci-fi alien movies, because they're like, oh, I like so-and-so, and I'm going to go see it.
And that's some good word of mouth right now.
Yes. My friend worked on one of the promos for it.
Oh,
It's actually a really great promo of, they put people in a room that don't speak each other's language, they speak two different ones, and they have something in common, and the goal is to find out what that thing is without speaking.
Fun.
And I was like, it's such a beautiful little commercial, you're like, oh my gosh.
That reminds me of those things where they make people kiss. You know what I mean?
I always think those things are staged.
Do you?
I think they're staged.
That one, I felt it was real because I've had that moment.
I'm saying,
were they
kiss?
No.
Oh, that I'm thinking is staged.
The not communicating with someone if another language, but you find something you guys have in common. Have you guys ever had that? I had it one time. It was pretty cool.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
It's photography.
Sounds very first date.
No. It was in New York City. We're going to Statue of Liberty, and on the boat over, there's this Japanese guy taking photos, and I loved how he was taking the photo, and then I was kind of doing the same idea, and then we were kind of like, you could understand that you were liking, like, oh, that's a good idea. And then when we get over to the island, and he's trying to set up a shot to do, like, you're stepping on it, or you're biting it, or you're grabbing it, and we were helping each other try to figure out, like, how to do it, but I only knew a couple words in Japanese, of like, I could say hi and introduce myself, and that's about it. But you could understand, like, okay, hold on, I got it, like, here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was cool, because you could, like, communicate with people, and so I like that. And the whole idea is, like, communication, guys. Mm-hmm.
Look at that, and now
so that's
married.
The thing in the trailer. No.
Carrie bringing people together.
You know, fine, right. Whatever, laugh at me.
Quinn Skeeling.
Anyway. I'm going to go Doctor Strange. I think I'm doing the same as you. Doctor Strange, Trolls, Almost Christmas, Arrival, Shut-In. Is that what you said?
I switched Almost Christmas and Trolls.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm going to go Doctor Strange, Trolls number two. Almost Christmas, Arrival, Shut-In. You guys are saying Arrival is going to do really, really well. I don't think we're going to see it number two or number one, y'all.
Okay.
I would be very shocked.
Chat room saying two and three, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Yeah,
maybe three or four.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Doctor Strange one. I think Trolls will do two, Arrival three.
Four and five.
Yeah.
But remember, Shut-In is only opening in how many theaters?
18.
That's what I looked at.
18 and five.
Yeah.
Almost Christmas 4 and Hacksaw Ridge 5.
So no Shut-In, but you keep an Hacksaw Ridge in there.
I don't think Shut-In's going to be top five.
Yeah, I can see that happening too.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's from Europa Corps. I mean, it's just, I don't think it's going to make that five.
Okay.
That's it, guys. I'm going out of there.
But I do think that we're going to start seeing a lot bigger numbers than we're used to, because we're getting into that time of year. So it's time for us to, I think, maybe try and, like, reach for the stars a little bit more here with our numbers.
Trolls showed us that.
Trolls sure did.
Never stop believing, folks.
I think more people, yeah, you're right. It's the summer and then the winter is really like going to the theaters.
Absolutely.
Spring and fall, it's
cuffing.
A mixed bag.
Not so
we're cuffing.
Much.
We're cuffing. We're cuffing. Everybody's cuffing. We're cuffing. Yes. All right, folks, we've reached a part of the show where we're going to do the box office bet. Now, as always, the way the box office bet works is that we're all going to bet on one of the films that the chat room suggests that we should bet on.
My favorite part of the show.
Everyone's saying Arrival, I think.
Yes.
Mm. I've seen a lot of Arrivals on there. Albin?
So while you do that, we're all going to bet on that. The one that's closest to the actual total will not have to see the movie. The one that's furthest away will have the joy of seeing that movie, hopefully in the week or two after that film is released.
I don't know where we came up with this idea from.
Me.
That's awesome.
I did it.
There you go. Thanks,
it's
Quinn.
Fun.
I will take full responsibility for this.
Usually, folks, we do our bets just kind of verbally along the way, but we're going to change it up a little bit. We follow a little chat room suggestion. Once we know the film that we're going to be betting on, which it looks like it's leaning towards Arrival, we're going to write down our box office totals here on this piece of paper and reveal them all at the same time.
Look at
time.
How good I ripped these.
There you go. Quality rippage for Quinn Skillion.
Pretty even sizes.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I feel like you were kind of keeping track of it. Kind of a lot of Arrival buzz.
I saw,
yeah.
Arrival. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Arrival coming out here. Now, as I said before, Independence Day, you know, that came out, opened $41 million. Fifth Wave opened $10.3 million. Depending on where you've got it in your top five, have a little factor on how much you want to bet towards this box office total. Yeah. So everybody write down your
no
number.
No cheating.
You're the
no
only cheating. One with a pen, so you got to go to share.
Yes, quickly, we'll write this down. All right. We'll slide that down. Let those guys do it first.
Go
ahead. I'll do it
no,
last.
You can.
There you go.
Did you already see what I wrote?
I did not see what you wrote.
Okay,
I'm going
oh
with number
my God,
three,
I hate
so,
this.
God, now right. I know how all those people in Jeopardy feel.
There you go. This is a very exciting moment here. I'm going to go with...
I'm so nervous.
No, I'm going to go with...
I hate this game.
All right.
You need to cut it.
Carrie D. Lane.
Yes.
Number three.
So far, Sky Patterson there in the chat is his box office prediction. Doctor Strange, number one. Number two, Trolls. Three, Arrival. Four, Almost Christmas. Oh, and five, Hawkeye Ridge. Yes.
Is Sky that pretty Patterson? Much what you said?
Yes. That's why I know Sky Patterson is my favorite person
office
in the chat.
Pick. But you know, you see, Sky is your favorite, but Richie is Sky's favorite.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's
right.
You need to cut it. But you know what? We were slightly on a little bit of a rush, and we're like, wait, let's do it.
No, I think they're saying that you need to cut it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe not.
You bet the paper.
Star Drew is predicting Arrival is 28.
Okay.
Yo, 35 mil? You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So,
ladies and gentlemen, all right, we'll start Richie Sky down to the end. What do you predict that The Arrival is going to do this weekend at the box office?
$24.3 million.
Nice. All love right. The exact.
Carrie Lane?
28. So, Star Drew, you and I are
together
right
forever. I'm going low. I got 18.
I'm at 18 as well. Yes. All right, so those
wait,
are our bets.
I am
lose,
out of the day.
You'll have to see it. Yep.
Yeah, you are. So, it's going to be.
Yes.
There
us,
you go.
Yeah. Or Carrie.
Look at that. All right, everybody.
Wow,
that's going to do it for...
Wow, chat room said 50 for Arrival.
50?
50, you
woo!
Guys. You guys.
Woo! Everybody, don't go see that. Don't go... Everybody, tell your friends not
you
to see
what?
That.
Last
can somebody
week,
remember
week?
That name?
Okay.
Serenity 26?
Yeah, Media Shock goes for 32. Okay.
All right.
34. All right, that's a little high.
34, that's crazy. Okay, but also, I mean, last week we were betting real low for Trolls and that thing, so I don't know if maybe we need to bet higher or lower or what.
Hey, you're the one saying we're going into the big spending.
Yeah, I know, you're right. I'm the one who went low. But to be honest, I thought that was pretty fair.
There you go. Well, we'll find out next week. Folks, in the meantime, though, that does it for this week's episode of Box Office Breakdown, but like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks so much for everybody for hopping in the chat, letting us know what you thought. We always appreciate you guys in the room with us while we do the show. In the meantime, folks, if you're going to continue the conversation with us even after the show's over, Richie Sky, where can they find you?
You guys should stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D. Lane and Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Quinn Skillion. You can find me on Instagram at Quinstagram. And you can add me on Snapchat at Quapchat.
Ooh, and you can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.